All share index closed in negative territory today, down 0.27% at 58,249 points. Global markets are also trading in the red at the moment. And following a good run, the Rand has lost some speed, trading above 14 against the US dollar again. Well, to break down what's been happening on the markets today, I'm joined in studio by Makwe Masilela. He's a Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. Welcome, sir.
Evening.
Good stuff. So what's happening? Why are markets generally in the doldrums today?
You know, I think we just first have to note that this is the first week of the four consecutive weeks that will be shortened because of the Easter holidays. And that's mainly starting with the Easter Friday. And that's happening in Europe and other emerging markets as well. But earnings continue to be in the full swing, especially in the U.S. And most importantly, we are talking here bank earnings. And why we're emphasizing that, you know, your banks give you a sense of how our economy is doing. Hence, we're watching them. And even back home here, we know that the minute you get a credit rating, if it's negative or positive, whatever it is, the following week, you get one on banks, which will follow suit exactly or mirror exactly what your country got. So they just mirror what the government is doing. So hence, we're watching that out. And then I think on Wednesday, China will take the center stage when they release their GDP numbers for the first quarter. And we also have our CPI and retail sales. But we opened the day almost 300 points down. And I think we did well by recouping most of the losses. Europe, I see it closed a bit high, but the US is still down. And I think because of the earnings that we got today were very disappointing. The likes of Goldman Sachs, the likes of Citibank as well, they didn't do that well. I mean, their earnings were okay, but unfortunately, their revenues were not that well. Hence, you can even see that even the US now is just trading in the red. But industrials and resources back home here didn't help the situation. Hence, the market is down. And to some point, we think that last week we finished, I think it was our five consecutive week where the JSE ended high. It's not surprising to see people, if they want to take some profits. I think people are allowed to do that at some point.
Indeed. And then what about the story of the local currency? It was doing quite nicely. And then, of course, now it's lost some ground. What's happening there?
And that was more in line with emerging market currencies, because if you check the Fed minutes that were released last week, which were very dovish, that we don't expect any interest rate increases anytime soon, then followed by the numbers that came out of China that, hey, it's not all doom and gloom, their exports rebounding. And more importantly, when you see the bank loans increasing, that, oh, okay, things are not too bad. Yes, there is some bit of slowdown that give a boost to emerging market currencies, you know, and even including your Russian ruble. But to our surprise, I mean, we're trading in range 1393, 1398. Now we just breached maybe to, what do you call it, 1402.
Yes.
Whether do you maybe take that it's more to do with our own issues back home here? Because as much as we don't want to accept, people out there, they still see the May 8th elections as one of a political risk. And people are saying, listen, the ANC or Cyril Ramaphosa might win, but the question is, will he be able to continue with the reform? So I think we need to understand it's not a question of doubting who might be winning, but it's a question of, will the guy be able to implement all the necessary reforms? And I think everyone has been pinning their hopes that the guy should be able to, but at some point to get a sense that, hey, it might be too much, he might not get it right, you know, all of it.
What's the story with commodities? Are they still having a good run? I mean, of course, today they're not doing so well, but what are the fundamentals around commodities?
I think it boils down to the global economy, and you check what IMF have been saying, World Bank, on their spring meetings, and you check the G20, what they said on Saturday, that, listen, there might still be some slowdown when it comes to the economy, global economy, but second half, probably we might rebound. But the question is, we have to be very careful not to rock the boat, meaning policymakers, especially when it comes to our central banks, don't even try to act funny or try to devalue our currencies, you know. So that in itself, it's going to control or set the pace what's going to happen to community generally. You still have specific commodity issues, like take your oil that is happening, you know, for the fact that we know that come June, the guys have to meet again, the OPEC guys, and Russia just indicated that, hey, maybe Saudi, we need to start looking at increasing output so that we don't lose market share. But if we do that, because now it will be Saudi, Russia, and US producing large, then that will probably take oil prices much lower to around 40. But what's interesting, Russia can survive with $42 a barrel. Saudi needs double that, $84 a barrel. So we still have to see what's going to happen. But generally, other things, especially your industrial commodities, if the economies are doing okay, then they'll continue to go up. But the likes of gold, we know that it's just there as a safe haven. when risk sentiments improve, then people will definitely dump their likes of gold because there's no need for them to be holding it. Hence, we are seeing it is struggling now lately because I think to some extent sentiments have improved when it comes to stocks.
Look, there hasn't been much going on the stocks front, but I wanted to get your views around Sibanye Stillwater. You know, they've been having this fight with AMCU, and it looks as though they're looking to stop the AMCU strike, which has been going on for several months. That situation there, regardless of which way it turns out, it doesn't look very pleasant, eh?
It doesn't. I mean, check your mining production numbers. Gold is continuing to produce less because it's got that strike there since November. And Sibanye itself just stated when it comes to gold production, it's almost they produce 32% of what they used to produce. Mm. But more importantly, you've got the platinum wages starting, I think, next month, which is also a tricky one. We know what happened with that before. So I think with Sibanye, yes, they might continue to make money, especially coming from the US, you know, that production. But back home here, them, including the other platinum stocks, might struggle. But worse, you've got issues when it comes to your electricity. I mean, if you want to take what Anglo Platinum have said about your electricity, mm-hmm. I mean, the guys, as we're talking now, they've just lost so much money. They'll end up with the current Eskom tariffs paying plus minus 500 million. In 3 years' time, it will be a bill of almost 1 billion.
Mm.
So that's just too much for them. So if you take that as well, then we have to ask ourselves that where are we going, you know? But they managed to raise money. It means people still like them. I mean, they're sitting with almost 10 billion rands now.
Indeed. Neil Froneman, he seems to be quite respected in the mining fraternity. But you know that issue of people idolizing certain CEOs or individuals in the marketplace that can come with some adverse consequences. So the question that I want to ask really is, do you think that perhaps Sibanye has bitten off more than it can chew? It's just taken on Lonmin, and obviously it's still got a massive debt that it incurred with buying the Stillwater in the United States.
I don't think so, because that will make them the largest platinum producer in the world the minute they start taking Lonmin. And I think they've got synergies, then there's economies of scales. I think the big question is the moratorium when it comes to retrenchments. I think the union, they're looking for 2 years, Sibanye was looking for 6 months, because at some point they have to retrench some of the guys. So if they get all that right, and it's just not a pleasant thing to say, you know, to make sure that they retrench people, stuff like that, then they have to be more slimmer, and they should be able to operate, because if you check the synergies with the mines that they bought from Anglo Platinum and then with the Lonmin ones, there's good synergies and good economies of scales.
Okay, all right, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much, Makwe, always, for your time. That was Makwe Masilela, he's Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.